episode 69 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we got category I, for Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? For some reason I thought it was Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon.
So did I.
Maybe it's spelled differently depending on where you're viewing it.
I don't know.
Or we just shortened it.
All I know is that title is completely wrong.
Wow.
That never once did he try to pick up a girl in the dungeon.
Well,
they all just threw himself at him. It's a harem.
Well, that's fair.
This is a completely misleading
title.
Well,
you know who's not throwing himself at him is the one girl he's interested in, of course.
Right. Well, she seems to like him, though.
She does. She seems to take a shine to him.
Yes.
Is what it seems.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I didn't read the wiki yet, so.
Yeah, that's why I said go ahead. That's why I stopped.
The two manga adaptions apparently were made into an anime, and it aired in 2015. And I remember watching, we talked about this last, the end of the last episode. I watched an episode, and it didn't really click for me.
Right.
And it definitely isn't something I would have watching now the whole first season.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like it as much as I want to like it. So I'm happy I didn't watch it then, because I would have been really pissed having to watch it twice.
Right. Gotcha.
But it's not terrible.
I mean,
terrible.
I want to get it all out of the way before we dive into it, because I have a lot to say. So, what's the premise?
Pretty much D&D world. You know what I mean? There's guilds and there's heroes and there's
D&D world's kind of
well, it is a D&D world. It's just a shitty adaptation of it.
Well, I it felt more like video game world to me.
Well, that works. That definitely works. Yeah, it does definitely. I mean,
because the D&D world implies you're going from like cities and different places and having different adventures. But this one,
I guess it kind of depends on your version D&D. It could very well could just be a local.
Yeah, it could be a local thing, but even then, it's like a urban set, and this one's more like a video game that has one town. You just
as far as we know, anyway, one city. That's it.
Yeah, one city, and you just go into the same dungeon over and over and over again.
Yeah.
There's a couple of video games that I played that were like that. Like there's this game back on PlayStation 1 called Azure Dreams that it reminded me a lot of, because it's just you're in this city and you there's only one dungeon. You constantly go in, and the idea is to get as far as you can in the dungeon, and then build different buildings in the city and make a relationships with the people you're with and stuff like that.
Because I was kind of thinking of them as heroes, but then if you really like watch it, they're not. They just go to a dungeon to clear it out and make money and get items, and like they're not saving people from anything.
No, it's not. They're more of adventurers than heroes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Adventure sponsored by Fallen Gods, apparently.
Yeah, so if you want to be in a guild and to go into the dungeon, you got to be a guild member. It's the only way you can level up. But I think. Because you get this tattoo on your back. They don't really talk about the intricacies of it now.
What
it actually
works. Yeah, they don't explain it, but from what I understand is you can level up based by yourself. But the only way you can find out what your level is or anything, or your stats are, is by having a god.
I kind of took it as you get experience from fighting, and the goddess, so like at the end of the day, you went and you did your plundering. You come back, and the goddess gives you a little back massage. Pretty much. And she prints out your new stats on this piece of paper. I was taking it as you don't get your stat boost until she does that. Because they kind of implied that a little bit. Like, she went away for a certain amount of time and came back, and they did it, and she's like, wow, it went up so high.
I would agree with you, except there was one episode where she said, I'm not going to give you a paper today, I'm just going to tell
you. That's fair.
Tell you. So my impression was that they level up no matter what. You just don't find out unless you're in a guild and have a god.
But what if they don't level up at all unless you have a goddess? You know what I mean? We don't know that. In a guild.
That's very possible, too. I have no idea. They didn't explain that.
Yeah,
but
they didn't. Because he's got this weird tattoo on his back that has strength and dex and the skills he has. It's weird. Well,
it's a character sheet.
Yeah, it's a character sheet, essentially.
Yeah.
I assume you only get that if you have a familia, is what they call it.
I guess. Or unless everyone has a back tattoo and other people.
That's weird, though. Everyone just has a back tattoo.
I mean, who knows? Or maybe the back tattoo is always there and it's only revealed when a goddess does that.
That kind of makes sense, yeah.
So, I don't know. You. Yeah, I have no idea. They don't explain any of that crap.
Which would be good lore. Like, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Although, I will say, they should have just scrapped the whole video game thing. I mean, if you still have the same premise, but get rid of dex and strength and all the characters.
I'd be okay with it if they went all in on it. They didn't. They dipped their toe in it.
Right.
If you went all in and, like, there were trainers you could go and learn certain skills. If they really went into it, they would be cool.
Like, it's anime. It's a cartoon. So you go in suspending your disbelief. But unless this is a dot hack or sort of online where you're going in and that's part of the world, I really couldn't get past the fact that there was levels and strength and
things. Yeah, they didn't ever give a reason for it.
Even if they would gave a reason for it though and explained it further, I wouldn't have been able to get into it because I just couldn't get past it. It was too meta for me.
Yeah, it was pretty meta for sure.
But that's not even the worst part of the show. That was just the technical aspects. Well, you did the premise.
Not really. I mean, so, like, there's the heroes, or the
Adventurers,
that if you want to be one, you got to be in the guild, and, you know, the head of the guild is the goddess. Right. Well, but there's, like, one tower in the city, and I think you go down into the dungeon, and you go up into shops. I think that's what
that will look like, yeah.
That's definitely, they didn't explain it very well, they don't explain anything real well.
That's the only way it really makes sense, because that's the tower would be, like, 10 million stories high.
And our main guy, Bell?
Bell.
I think his name was Bell. He couldn't find a familiar to take him, a goddess.
Right, right, right.
And then he comes across this goddess that doesn't have anyone, and it's kind of like a perfect pair for each other.
Yeah, I mean, so the gods and goddesses are taken from all over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like Norse, Egyptian, Greek. So you got the
elephant from
Ginnishu from Indian culture. So they change genders for some of them. Loki's a girl, and it's Hephaestus is a girl, and it's... So, I mean, they just change it for fan service reasons.
Yeah, it's whatever.
But the whole thing is, they just use them for name recognition, those characters. There was no...
Like, Loki didn't even seem like a trickster.
Right, no. There is no reason for any of them. Like, the main goddess of the main character is Hestia, and she's, like, fawning over him, you know, how these anime girls do it. But she's supposed to be the goddess of virginity and you know, stuff like that. It's just you can't go into this thinking.
Oh yeah, you can't go too deep.
Yeah, no.
There's no depth to it at all.
But
anyway,
with all that being said, there are some good ideas.
I'd say great ideas because I like the whole dungeon level.
There were some moments where I was really drawn into this show. Mm-hmm. Like, I really liked, there was a two-part episode where they're in the dungeon and they're fighting hellhounds and they're getting their ass kicked. It reminded us of one of our D&D sessions.
Yeah.
That it was one of our best ones, and it reminded me a lot of that, and I was really into it. And then, you know, this show really pissed me off, and I realized these are the type of animes that are the worst ones, because the Ichi...
Oh, yeah. I've said this before, it's part of the anime.
Let me get to it. The Ichi combined with the harem...
Oh, yeah, it's a bit much.
It's too much... And it gets in the way of the storytelling. It's just, if they took out all the Ichi stuff and all the harem stuff, or just focused on one or the other...
It would make a better story for an American audience.
Right, and because there were some really, really solid ideas in
here. Some great ideas for it.
And they didn't focus on it because they're too busy showing tits.
But that is a story element in Japan for anime.
I get that.
Like, that's, if you're really into Ichi and harem, like, that's what you look for. This is great for you if that's what you're into.
Right.
We want a good story.
I get that point of it, but they could have applied Ichi to harem to anything. It sounds like they had some good writers here that could have focused on something good and just wrote something decent instead of falling into the same stereotypes and the crap. Now, you say that, yeah, this is part of the story of Ichi and part of the harem.
That is the story, but not even part of it.
I got you, but at the same time,
everything else is side stuff. Like, for us... The story is the main thing, and Ichi is the side stuff. It's the reverse.
I understand there's an audience for that, and it's probably a huge audience for it. But at the same time, it just... You can't give me pieces of a story here, and then shift over to here and have the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work. If you're going to make an Ichi harem, make a freaking Ichi harem. Don't try and fit in story elements, because it's just going to alienate all audiences.
All except for the people that just want tits. Well, that keeps them interested. They got the tits, and then the rest of it sort of keeps them interested.
You say that, but if they want tits in Japan, go watch a f***ing hentai.
But hentais don't have story.
Some
not
do.
Not that I know that. I wouldn't.
Apparently some do.
I don't think they do. I don't think they have long-running, like, you know, two seasons, three seasons of story.
I'll look it up. I will actually look it up this week.
You might be able to find one, like, I think, like, Bible Black or something. But that's it. Like, it's not a thing.
I will look it up this week. I will take that dive in the Huntai and see if there's
story. Yeah, you'll take that bite bullet. Yes. You'll bear that cross.
I've never seen a Huntai. I have never heard of it until you brought it up.
I brought it up.
Yeah, you. and this review. I had no idea
what cartoon porn was.
Well, I know there was obviously cartoon porn, but I didn't know of the term.
The word, okay.
Or
that's fair.
The term or the Japanese culture behind it or any of that. I didn't even know what Ichi was until you explained it to me. So I'm gonna dive into it and find out.
All right, go ahead.
I will
see. Like, look at the top rated ones. I guess. Oh God.
And I'm not gonna watch it. I'm gonna.
Well, you gotta watch them.
I'm gonna read.
You gotta see
story synopsis.
Yeah, yeah, but that's obviously so. Like, if you read a story synopsis for this, for instance,
fine. I'll watch
it. My reasoning is, if you read a story synopsis for this, it's awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on which one you read, it's great. Okay. It's a perfect story.
Fair, fair.
And it's not. It so isn't.
That's fair.
I'll tell go down you, the rabbit hole, literally and figuratively.
I will watch a Huntai.
Oh Christ! Okay. It'll be a special episode. X-rated.
I will review a Huntai on here. How about that?
Well, what we should do if we're gonna do this? God damn it! We should get a couple of them, like the top rated ones, and then spin it because that's our gimmick.
All right, yeah. I'll look it up. I'll look up.
And we'll do it at the end of the alphabet.
And we'll do it as a special episode. You know what we'll do? We're close. God, we'll do it for 100th episode.
Christ.
How about that?
That's a deal.
We'll do it for 100th episode and see how...
I would shake your hand, but not for this topic.
No. That's what we'll do. Just to see. Just to prove this. This is all over an argument, by the way. That's...
Jesus Christ, so cringy.
I know.
Anyway, back to the anime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the premise, and 12 episodes, right?
Yes.
Did you watch the OVA?
Yes.
I did watch the OVA.
I didn't go beyond the OVA.
Neither did I.
But I saw...
Well, you know, I went one episode past. I watched the first episode of the second season. Eh.
No, I only watched the OVA because I knew it had nothing to do with anything.
The OVA is never really...
Just because of the title, it was a Hot Spring episode, and of course it was a Hot Spring episode.
In my experience, OVAs seem to be, at least from what I gather, like filler.
Yeah, and I think...
They're never really a part of the
and
story.
And I figured every OVA that we really watch seems to take place somewhere in the...
In the story,
in
yeah.
the story.
Yeah.
This
OVA takes place on the way out of the last... part of the story arc.
Right. So
they're leaving the dungeon and like, oh, look, a Hunt Spring.
Yeah, so it takes like place just before the ending of the first season, essentially.
Mm.
So I I just have overall complaints because within the story itself, like, there's really nothing to tell. It's a bunch of him going from girl to girl, being chased, essentially, and then him trying to be stronger, ignoring all these girls who like him, like every harem. Mm. And him getting stronger and stronger and supposedly being a chosen one or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's because of the skill he has that she won't show him.
Oh, no, you didn't catch the ending, did you?
Well, before all that. But before all that, he has this skill that powers him up quickly.
Yeah, but you know why he has that power in the first place?
I forget.
He's the son of Zeus.
No, yeah, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, at the end, they reveal he's the son of Zeus.
How do they do that?
Hermes.
He explains.
He's the son of Zeus.
Right after the last fight.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, what a surprise.
That's why Hermes was there. The only reason why he went on that last little quest was to sort of be there.
Hermes and Hestia are two head of the guilds, and the guilds are not allowed in the dungeon.
But they went in. The goddesses are also not allowed to use their powers.
And yeah, Hestia did.
Wasn't Hermes a guy?
Yeah.
He's the only guy goddess.
Well, guy god, but yeah.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Well, Gin Mishu, the elephant man.
Well, do we know if he was a god? He was just wearing a mask.
No, he was a god. He was the head of a guild.
Okay, so there are some guys in there.
Yeah.
For some reason, most of them, 99% of them are women, though.
There's
if you're
going to
make some of them men, that's weird.
There's a reason they want as much tits as they can get in this.
Well, which is fair, right? But, like, why make those two men?
Because they need to get some fan service for the girls in there. Because Ginishu never wears a shirt, is all muscly.
Yeah, yeah. And then Hermes is setting up plot points for the guys.
Yeah, and Hermes is the pervert. The reason why, you know, they get to look at naked girls.
Yeah.
So they have to set up
the hot spring.
Yeah, they have to set up those characters so they can do those tropes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's a special anime.
It's something. And it's, like I said, it's really infuriating because there's some good story elements in it.
Yeah, it's... For me, I've seen Grimgar, Fantasy, and Ash, and that's a great D&D adventurer, hero type, dungeon, monster crawler type anime. It's fantastic. I would say it's off of memory. It's a 10 out of 10. It's great. I didn't have any complaints about it. And this is that, but like 10% of that. And the rest of it's bullshit.
Because yeah, there's some good things in it. I mean,
this also reminds me of Goblin Slayer. Very similar animes. But again, only 10% of that.
Right. Like he goes in and he needs to have a supporter.
Yeah.
And it's this...
A prune? Something like that.
I don't know. It's essentially...
It's a certain race.
It's a certain race. She's kind of a shapeshifter, and she's, like, up to his waist or whatever. It's
carries a gigantic backpack. Yeah, that's not cliche.
It's the Lolly character, the typical Lolly character in these things. But that doesn't... But, you know, she betrays him at one point, and then he comes and saves her at the end. And the whole end credits is just her going off on a speech about why are you doing this. And it was actually a really good speech.
Yeah, it was fine, because, you know, she's probably been burned a bunch in the past, right, and all that jazz.
I mean...
But, like, it was just generic main character. I'm gonna save you.
Yeah.
That was it.
But his motivations was stupid, but her complexity and her character was really interesting.
Yeah, hers was fun.
That's and so there's some really good writing in here, which is frustrating when it's so bogged down by the blandness of the main character, because he's really bland. He's the typical shonen character.
Typical shonen
he's
anime.
He's Goku, he's Naruto.
He's a blank slate, he just gets stronger.
Yeah, he's just that.
He's oblivious to women.
It's super generic.
Except for the one he's interested in, but he's too chicken shit to do anything. He just wants to get stronger.
But she's kind of...
So she'll recognize him.
She's kind of always into him, though. She's
Like I said, interest, like I said earlier. Like, certain points, she trains him and helps him out a little bit.
She's reserved. She's very reserved and conservative in her approach to him. But at the same time, she's like, it seems like when other girls start talking to him, she gets a little jealous here and there. Like,
oh, yeah, a tiny bit.
So it's like, you see it's there, but... I don't like talking about the harem stuff because it pisses me off so much. It's so annoying.
There's just a lot of unneeded, you know, angles and shirts coming off, and like the hot spring episode, two hot spring episodes. There's one a little more than halfway through, and then the OVA is a hot spring episode.
Yeah.
They revisited on the way out.
Of course they did, because there's never an anime without a hot spring
episode. I told you.
I don't think there's ever, I don't know.
We've seen quite a few, actually, but once we hit the first one, which was probably halfway through the first list we did, it's been like all the time.
It's so bad, the hot spring trope, that even the Legend of the Moby Dick had one, and it had all guys.
Yeah, well, except for Lucky.
But she didn't get stripped down or anything. She was in clothes. Yeah,
thank God.
It was just all the guys. So it was like, even that one had hot springs, and it's just like, why? What's the point of it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Kind of want to go to hot spring though. Not for all that, but it'd be. It sounds like it'd be fun. Go relax in a nice hot salty pool. I'd be down for that.
Sounds boring to me.
Come on, you don't like saunas? You ever been in a sauna?
No.
Saunas are great. Oh my God, you feel so good afterwards. Mm. Your body feels lighter. Anyway,
that was off on a weird tangent. Okay.
Not a whole lot. There's no depth to this.
No, it's not. If you like boobs, if you like...
The story arc is him just getting stronger incrementally. You know what I mean? That's really it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, like
he
we said...
He gets another skill at some point that in a pinch, like if the odds are against him, his stats, he gets... Not a stat boost, but he gets like one really strong strike.
I mean, there's a pretty decent boss battle at the end.
Yeah, but it just felt like fluff.
I mean...
There's a big monster. You know what the big boss battle at the end, the monster thing, reminded me of a Titan.
That's what I was wanting to bring up. All the boss monsters, and it seems like Titans from Attack on Titans.
It's really weird.
So, because they're all just giant people. And while there's little, all the other monsters are little and like D&D monsters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, there's like kobolds and hellhounds.
Yeah, and ants for some reason. There's a lot of ants. A
lot of weird bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I don't know. It wasn't good.
Yeah, we're struggling with this.
I mean, there's a couple plot hooks for, like, the second season. You know what I mean? But other than that...
But here's the thing. Watching it, I never wanted to watch the next episode. Like, I didn't feel a need to watch it.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like it was a chore to watch it either.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was
it was okay to watch. You could just put it on
I was just like... It wasn't like, oh no, I got 12 episodes to get through. I gotta get through this. So, like, I watched the first episode. Okay, let's watch the next one.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, it left off on kind of a cliffhanger. And I had no interest in going into it, but I wouldn't mind going into the next one either.
Yeah, watching the second season won't be a bore.
Right.
The first episode was weird, but other than that, it was just setting up for the second season.
Right. So, I mean, it's got a lot of bad to it.
And it's like you were saying earlier, these ones are the most frustrating because it could be good.
Yeah.
It could be really good.
And we had a few of those throughout this show, and it's just like, this one really cemented. Those are the worst ones. The one that have the potential to be good, because it's like, just get a better editor. At this point, you guys could have had some...
You know what sucks is, like, you can have the titties in there. You can have all that Ichi harem stuff and still have a good story.
Right.
They just, because they're focusing on that, they're kind of leaving the rest of it to the wayside. Which, again, if you're in Japan and that's what you're into, like, that's fine, but most audiences aren't.
But it just gets in the way. Those plot points get in the way. So, yeah, I guess we're really stretching here.
But I'd say a score is like as middle of the road as it could be.
Yeah, it's a 5. Maybe a 4.
Maybe a little less.
Maybe a 4 if you really hate this stuff, and maybe a 6 if you really like this stuff.
Yeah, if you're really into watching titties.
Yeah.
It could be better with it, though. Like, it's not even over the top Ichi and harem.
That's what I don't get about Ichi. Just go watch a hentai.
Well, you know, sometimes it's leave a mystery, right?
I guess, but I'm sure there's
what's under the foggy smoke in the hospital.
I'm sure there's just your tits. I'm sure there's soft cord hentai.
This is it. This is it.
Queen's Blade is it.
Sure, yeah. What were the last ones? Joker Game and...
Jubi-chan.
Joker Game.
Joker Game.
Jubi-chan.
No.
Really? You'd rather watch Jubi-chan over this? I'd watch this.
No, you're right.
Oh my god.
I wonder
what we scored Jubi-chan.
I wanted to give this that bad record just because it pissed me off so much.
That's true. I feel you there, but man, I hated
it. But Jubi-chan, I'm thinking about it. There's a second season. I can't. This one's second.
All right, guys. So we're going to be spinning the wheel for next episode.
Spin and see what...
Category J.
Let's spin so we can get...
Which is a pretty small... Yeah, Jubi-chan has a second season. It's pretty small. I don't know what this is. Juni Taizen Zodiac War.
Juni Taizen Zodiac War.
Let's find out. Give me just a moment, guys. It's 12 episodes. That was my gate falling over.
It just has an action tag, which seems interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's the only genre that's tagged in it. 12 warriors who are burdened with the names of the 12 Chinese Zodiac members fight with each other's lives and pride at stake, all to grant just one wish. That reminds me of
Highlander.
Well, do you get a wish at the end of Highlander? I thought you just the strongest one.
He kind of reshaped the world at the end of Highlander.
What is he, like, obtain power?
He gains all knowledge and shit.
Oh, okay, that's weird. No, it reminds me of Fate, Fate's Day Night, Fate Zero, all that.
I never saw it.
It's like eight season anime series at this point, and they're all sort of next to each other. It's not really season one, season two, season three. But essentially, you're a magician, and you summon a hero from the past, and that hero fights for you in a war, and if they win, you get wishes.
Oh.
So it reminds me a whole lot of that, except from the very small description, it doesn't seem like anyone's being summoned. You know what I mean?
I wonder if it's more of a battle royale.
Yeah, I think that's what it might be. Guess we'll find out next episode.
Because it doesn't say tournament.
Does not say tournament.
And I think that's a tag.
Well, there would probably be other tags in here. I'm assuming whoever uploaded it just clicked action. You know what I mean?
It's possible.
You could probably tag in a couple other things in this, I'm sure.
All right.
I think most you could.
I were due for a good one, so maybe this will be good.
I don't think it will be.
No?
Nah, I think it's going to suck. But we'll find out. Juni Taizen, Zodiac War.
All right, people. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.